The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and if the weather is beautiful where you are, get outside and let's decorate for the fall season with bales of straw, Indian corn, corn stalks, pumpkins, mums and flowering cabbage, kale, Montauk daisy, and plant your bulbs, tulips, daffodils, and so forth. And sign up for our email newsletter. There's a lot of great information in there that will help you out on the different varieties when they bloom. Just go to paulparent.com and sign up for it. Just click on the newsletter, and then you can look at the archive, and it will give you ideas. And this week's newsletter is all about bulbs. Hyacinths, the Allium family, the Fritillaria family, and then a lot of little bulbs. So there's a lot of great information in there. And there's a cool recipe on squash apple soup. And next week's recipe is a squash and sausage, like a casserole. But you cook the squash, and then you mix sausage and a lot of other things, and you stuff it into the squash and eat it as a meal. It's out of this world. So look forward to that. And it's something that you can cook all winter. And we just had it two nights ago. It's incredible. So we add a recipe every single week also. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Alan in New York. He wants to talk about hydrangeas.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Alan.
Oh, maybe we lost Alan. Let's try Glenn in Vermont, who wants to talk about hollies.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a couple of hollies that have had their... 12 years old now. I've wrapped them in burlap each winter. And generally when I take them off, they look fine, but then I lose some. A lot of brown, a lot of dead limbs in there. This year it was really bad, and on one of them in particular, on the west end of the house, one's on the northwest corner of the house. Are these something should I be wrapping them still at this age?
Well, are you using burlap?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it the regular jute or the plastic type burlap?
I don't know.
Okay. If it's jute, it's like brown in color, and it's actually made from a plant.
Yes.
While the plastic would be woven together and would have a plastic feel. The regular common burlap will breathe a lot easier. But we had a real rough winter, and one of the plants that was seriously affected this past winter all over the Northeast were the blue hydrangea. And even on Cape Cod, where it's a staple in everybody's garden, they had a lot of winter kill on it. So I'll tell you what I do. I live in Maine. I have two female hollies on each side of my step, one on each side of the step. It faces south. And then I have a male on the east side of the house for pollination of berries. And what I do between Halloween and Thanksgiving, I spray my holly with wilt proof. Now, wilt proof can be found at any garden center, feed and grain store, and a lot of the hardware stores are now carrying wilt proof.
Okay.
And what it is pitch, excuse me, pitch resin. And if you buy the concentrate, you mix it with water, you spray the underside of the branches first and the leaves and then the top. And it seals and plugs up all of the pores that the moisture will escape. Because what happens is, let's say you get a day that is 20. Well, all the pores are shut down and there's no water loss. You get a day where it's 30, the sun comes out and it warms up the air to above freezing. You get some wind, the pores open up because the temperatures are above freezing, and the moisture escapes, and the leaves begin to lose moisture. The ground is frozen so that the roots can't replace the moisture in the leaves, and then when spring comes, they all drop. So by using a product like Wilt Proof, again, between Halloween and Thanksgiving when things have cooled down, and really get the underneath really well, and then the top, that will seal it, and it will protect it during the winter. And what I would do is, I wouldn't wrap the whole plant. I would probably just run a triangle piece on the side where the sun is and leave the back open. That way, if we do get a lot of heat, the heat can escape easier and there's less of a problem with the heat building up in the burlap wrap, and then it gets hot, the foliage gets warm, the pores open up, and you lose moisture.
Okay. All right. Can I ask you another winterizing question?
Sure.
My lawn has a lot of bent grass in it, and a lot of patches of it. And so each spring, when I fertilize it and all, those areas take a long time to come in. They just look really poor for quite a while. Is there anything different we should be doing? We typically keep them on about 3 inches in length, but in the fall we do mow it down lower.
Yeah.
But the spots of where all the bent grass is just looks really horrible for quite a while. Is there anything different I should be doing that?
What I would do, you will never get rid of bent grass.
I know.
And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And what I would do is I would take a section of your yard, if you've got a big yard.
Yeah.
I would go to your local garden center, and I would buy a product called Clean Up. Now, Clean Up is similar to Roundup.
Okay.
The difference is it's a generic version of it. It's Roundup is 18% made by Monsanto and Scotts. Cleanup is made by Bonide, and instead of being 18%, it's 60% active ingredient. And I would spray and kill all of the bent grass now. I mean, you don't care if it's perfectly green. If you can kill it now, that way in the spring, the cleanup is gone from the soil. The bent grass is dead. You scratch it up in early April. You put down some fresh grass seed, and the weed killer will not affect the grass seed. The seed will germinate. It'll start to grow, and your problem will get less and less and less.
I did the Roundup root about 8 years ago, and it was quite a mess for a while.
Yeah, I mean, because it kills everything.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you use cleanup instead of Roundup, it's three times the strength, and it's less money, and you're not helping Monsanto to produce GMO products.
Okay.
That you may end up eating. So it's one way to let Monsanto know that you're not happy with what they're doing, and you buy it from the competition who does not do GMO.
Okay.
And it works great. But again, it's three times stronger, it's less money, and if you've got a big area, the Roundup, the biggest size you can buy it is a quart. If you buy it from Bonide, you can buy it by the gallon, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper when you're buying it that way. But the time to get rid of it is now, so that in the spring you can plant seed and slowly get rid of it. Thank you.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Anne in Massachusetts, and she wants to talk about poison ivy.
Anne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Do you have poison ivy?
I just found great big patches of it yesterday. Most of the leaves are yellow. Is it too late to do anything for eradication of it this year, or is it a spring venture?
If the foliage on poison ivy has already begun to turn yellow, it's too late. So for now, what I would do is in areas where you found the poison ivy, I would get a little green bamboo stake that you would use for supporting annuals or perennials. Tie a piece of colorful ribbon on it and stick it near the clump so that you can find it easier next spring. And then in the spring, as soon as the new growth comes out and the leaf is about a half an inch to an inch, you don't have to wait till it's fully formed, but a half an inch to an inch, then you can get some cleanup made by Bonide, spray it, and it will kill it right back. Now, if you've got the poison ivy climbing up trees, take a hatchet and just hit the vine at the base of the tree. You don't want to hurt the tree, but take the hatchet and strike the vine, cutting it so that the energy that's in the leaves and the top of the tree can't go down to the root. And then the top of it will die. And then again, mark that tree with a piece of yarn or ribbon or something like that. And in the winter, when it's really cold out, go out dressed with gloves and, you know, cover all of your skin and pull those vines down from your trees and just let them sit there to dry.
And then later on the following spring, then you can haul them off, but never, ever burn poison ivy. Because if you have a fire and you burn the poison ivy vines, the smoke will be as toxic as you touching the leaf of the plant. And you'll get poison ivy over your face, your hands, any place that was exposed to the smoke. So you either drag it into a place where you're not going to go, or you cut it in pieces and put it in a trash bag. And then when you're all done, take your gloves, your sweatshirt, or whatever you have on, and pants, go right into the washer. And then jump in the shower and take a cool to cold shower. You don't want to take a hot shower because you'll open up your pores. You take it cool, your pores will stay closed. Then you can wash yourself off, change it to some clean clothes, and you'll be in great shape. But right now, the leaves are draining the energy to the roots. So any trees that have it, if you can cut the vine, all the energy that's up in the tree never gets back down to the root. And in the spring, it will sucker. It's at ground level. You spray it, and poison ivy's gone.
Thank you. Good suggestions.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
But even though it's yellow, don't go tromping through it, because you will get poison ivy. We want to tell you about a trip that we're planning next year, July 27th to August 7th. And we are going on a riverboat down the Danube. And if you can call Liberty Travel between now and Monday or Tuesday, they have a $200 discount per person. The phone number is 800-322-9481. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, on the front page, just click on the trip, and it will tell you everything that you're going to be doing. It's going to be terrific.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Antidesiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this nice Sunday morning. Get outside, get some yard work done, plant some spring flowering bulbs, because if the weatherman is right, they're saying that the whole Northeast and the middle part of the country is going to be in for a very long winter, starting early, ending late, and lots of snow. So plant the bulbs. That way, if you get cabin fever and the snow does begin to melt, you'll say, oh, spring is finally coming. And I'll tell you one place where I plant some. If you have a dryer in your house and there's a vent, you probably have noticed that the snow melts because of the heat coming out of the dryer. Well, I plant crocus right near that vent. And some years I'll have 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground, and I'll go through the snow just to look at the crocus in bloom during February where the vent is for the dryer. If you have a wood stove on an outside chimney, plant some early flowering bulbs near that outside chimney, and the heat that goes up the chimney from the wood stove or coal will warm up the ground. It will never freeze, and your bulbs will bloom in the middle of winter. Won't that be neat? Okay, Shane, let's go right to the phone lines.
All righty, sounds good. Next up, we have Dave in Michigan, who wants to talk about GMOs.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, thank you. I want to applaud you for speaking out against Monsanto and GMOs. I got a couple of great movies for your listeners to watch. Seeds of Death is the latest one produced by Dr. Gary Null. And Jeffrey Smith narrates that he is the foremost leading expert on GMOs. And, you know, GMOs have been around for about 25 years, corn, soy, canola, and cottonseed. And now there's about 120 foods that are genetically modified. Monsanto's very entrenched in our society now. I'm sure everyone knows our Justice of the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas. His first job was an attorney for Monsanto. So now you know that, you know, the FDA is basically a subsidiary of Monsanto. There's another great movie, Farmageddon. You can watch these movies on YouTube. There's a great channel on YouTube. It's called Change Da Channel, Change DA Channel. And it's full-length, uncut movies with the highest quality audio and visual. All those movies are there for free. But I also like to talk to you about my wife picked up some Douglas firs, bare root, 30 of them. They're about 2 feet tall.
Yep.
And I don't know how tall they get and how big around they get, but I want to put in like a hedgerow about 10 feet apart. What do you think about that?
That would be good. Now, she just got them in bare root now?
Yes, they're all in one bag. She got them from some kind of conservatory here in the Thumb, and they look really good. But, yeah, they're bare root, and
okay.
I was going to try and get them in within the next week.
Okay. What I want you to do is this. If we have a harsh summer, mm-hmm. and those plants don't get well established, mm-hmm. you're going to have a very high loss rate on these seedlings.
Right.
So what I would do, go to your local nursery and see if they have any 1 gallon empty black nursery pots that they can give you mm-hmm. or buy real cheap. And I would get some potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
I would pot them up, give them a good drink, keep them outside until the weather gets really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the ground gets cold and frozen and the snow starts, take these plants and put them in your garage.
Okay.
Or put them inside a tool shed.
I got a
barn. That way they're out of the wind, and the survival rate with this protection will be terrific. And then in April, then you can plant them, mulch them, feed them, water and take care of them, and the following year they'll be beautiful. But if it was springtime, I'd say plant them.
Okay.
But because it's October, your days are getting colder.
Right.
The ground is getting colder, and they may not develop enough of a root system, and then you'll get dehydration and windburn, and
sure.
you could lose a lot of them. So I would rather that you pot them, put them someplace where it's going to be sheltered out of the wind, in a barn or a tool shed or someplace like that.
Yep, I got a nice barn I can put them in. Yep, that'll be perfect. I thought about doing that at first, but the wife thought, no, let's get them in the ground. It's still nice out. But, yeah, I'm glad I called you. And, I applaud you. Thank you. We need to shed more light on this Monsanto monster. I call him Monsatan. And really, you know, the glyphosate, I think, is the active ingredient in the Roundup. And that stuff stays in the soil for up to 70 years.
Yeah.
I know there's a physicist, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can find him at Richard Allen, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. He was the Navy's top physicist. He's a botanist. He makes his living in the woods and in the, you know, in the fields. And he says, if you plow in your field, if it's been Roundup'd or 2,4-D'd, or even the bone-eyed, because that's even stronger. You plow up your field, and then you put in a cover crop, you know, of something, and then you plow that in, and then you plant shiitake mushrooms. The mushrooms will draw the toxic glyphosate out of the soil, so you can plant edible food in it again and save your field, because mm-hmm. that stuff is deadly.
Yeah, it really is. But the thing that scares me is Dow.
Oh, absolutely.
With this Agent Orange product that they're putting in. And I'll tell you a real quick story. Many years ago, I was invited along with 120 garden writers and radio gardening people to Dow. And what had happened was Chlordane, which was a very effective product to control ants and insects from coming into your house, was taken off the market because it never broke down. And the rain washed it, and they were afraid it was going to pollute all of the water underground. And Dow came out with a product called Durban. And they were introducing this product. And I asked the question, how safe is this for pets and kids? And they said to me that the product would be absorbed into the organic matter in the soil and will not leach into the water, which was right. But what they didn't tell you, and it came out a year later, I was watching the Today Show when Brian Gumbel was the head of it, and the government found out that if you as a homeowner put down the Dow Durban and your wife or you worked all day, the kids were home with either of you, it was hot, you couldn't get to the beach, so you put a sprinkler on your lawn, and the kids played under the sprinkler. I did that growing up. I'm sure you did. The Durban came up with the water. The kids ran across the lawn barefoot. They absorbed it in the balls of their feet, and then it moved to the brain, and it lodged in the brain. So that was taken off very, very quickly. And I caught hell from Dow, and I don't care. They lied to me, which made me lie to you on the radio, because I trusted them. And Dow, I don't trust them at all. So,
well, that's stay away who they from are. Them. That's who they are, Paul. They're liars, cheats, and thieves, and all they care about is money. And they really are evil, and I do applaud you and thank you. And really, if you can, you need to bring up this stuff every week on your program, and we have to speak out against them. I have a great website or a Facebook. March Against Monsanto is a Facebook page. If everyone goes to March Against Monsanto on Facebook and friends them, they will send you links and updates about healthy food and different marches that they have annually against Monsanto and the like. And they teach us about, you know, great organic alternatives to, Roundup and different foods to eat, and, you know, just how to stay healthy. And, we really have to speak out against them, because we really outnumber these evil people. And, you know, we got to take our country back, and that's one way to do it, is stop eating that poison food.
Yeah, and the thing is, we just don't know. And the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is, if you had a cornfield on one side of the row of the road that was GMO seed, And right across the road was an organic farm. Corn is pollinated by the wind. And if the wind blew the pollen from the GMO field to the organic field, that corn would pick up the traits of the GMO.
That's exactly right.
So they've got you coming.
Yeah, the corn pollen can travel up to 500 miles in 24 hours. That is, I mean, think about that, folks. That is crazy, but it's happening. So it's very difficult to find corn that's not been cross-pollinated with the GMO stuff. So we haven't eaten corn in years. And if you look at processed food, they use corn in everything. So you got to stop eating that packaged food. You got to eat healthy. Shop around the outside edges of the grocery store and stop eating that processed food. Thank you again, Paul. We love your show, and thanks for the advice on the Douglas firs. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call and the comments. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Whew, that's good. You know, you have to know what's going on, and that's the purpose of the show. And, you know, I always believe in giving you a choice of the chemical version and of the organic, which I will continue to do. And I'll tell you, you can use either one. But this GMO stuff is scary, and I'm proud to live in Maine because we have passed GMO labeling. And Connecticut, Vermont is finalizing theirs, and Connecticut. But the other states in New England and the Northeast, New Jersey, New York, Long Island, let's get it taken care of. Label.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are going to go right to the phone line. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Vera in Vermont, and she wants to talk about asparagus seeds.
Hey, Vera, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi, Vera.
Hi. When should I plant the asparagus seeds? How deep? And should they be mulched? And when
okay.
should I fertilize asparagus, and with what?
Okay. Now, your asparagus plants, they have little, like little BBs on them, right?
Right.
Okay. That little BB pod is full of seeds. So what I want you to do is to leave that pod on the plant until all of your foliage from your asparagus fern turns yellow and then brown. And then I want you to pick the little berries, those pods, off of it. Put it in a paper bag, like a lunch bag.
Okay.
And then I want you to put it in the basement, right on the floor in the basement, where it's going to stay cold, or you can put it in your garage, where it's going to be even colder, or tool shed. But you don't want to use a plastic baggie. It has to be paper, because if you use plastic, you're going to have condensation from the seed. It will make the bag sweat, and then the pods will rot. So
okay.
use a paper bag. The excess moisture can evaporate. It stays cold all winter. And then in, I would say, early to mid-March, buy a plastic seed tray with some sterilized potting soil, like the Black Gold seed starter soil, and the pods are full of seeds. Sprinkle them on your seed tray and start them on your windowsill.
Okay.
and then they'll begin to grow. You're only going to cover them with the thickness of the seed. So the pod is about maybe an eighth of an inch. So you're just going to barely cover it. And then mist it. Keep it warm. The little soft foliage will develop. And then in May, then you could transplant the individual plants to your garden. And you'll be eating asparagus grown from seed in about 4 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But they need to be cold during the winter. If you pick them and you keep them in your house, and your house stays at 70, the cold is what makes the seed active and able to germinate. And once you get an established asparagus bed, and all of you that have asparagus that are listening, when you clean it and you see the little pods, pull the pods off, let them fall to the ground in your asparagus bed and get rid of the foliage, and then just take a steel rake, scratch them in lightly, and leave them there. And they'll get cold from the freezing, and in the spring, they'll germinate, and that will make your bed thicker and fuller and keep it productive for years and years to come.
Okay. When and what should I use for fertilizer?
When you plant, you add some compost. And for fertilizer, for asparagus, my dad and I, we always would put down in March, as soon as the snow left, we'd buy two or three bags of cow manure or chicken manure, put it about half an inch thick right on top of the bed. The rain washed all the juices from the cow and chicken manure into the ground, and it worked beautiful. And it also covered the seeds that we left there, and we had an even higher germinating percentage. So just the regular cow manure. Then once the plants start to really grow and you're picking, then use something like vegetable tone, T-O-N-E, it's made by Espoma, or Dr. Earth Vegetable Fertilizer. Both of them are organic, and both of them have mycorrhizal, bacteria, fungi, and all the trace elements that you need. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the weather, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.